always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I want to say it's a beautiful day out here in Seattle, man. The weather was excellent, high 70s, you know what I'm saying? Not too hot, not too cold. It's just the right mood, man. But we just want to give glory to God for this day, because the Word of God says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And I'm always glad when I get on the Yacht of the King show. You know what I'm saying? Can I be real? Can I keep it real? Can you know what I'm saying? I'm just excited about the opportunities that God has given us to just to use this platform. A lot of the stuff that I'm doing today, man, I actually talked to my dad when I was a young kid, man, around 12 years old, and said, "Dad, man, these are some of the things that I want to be doing when I grow up." And now that I look back and see, I remember, man, my dad planted them seeds. He asked me what did I wanted to be. And, man, now we doing it, man. We're doing a radio show. We're doing the music, man. And everything is to glorify God. There's some bigger things and better things coming, but we're taking it all in stride, man. And it's all in God's timing, which is today's topic, man. We're going to talk about God's timing. I was chopping it up with Chances Are just a little bit. And he was like, man, I told him he probably have a story. He was like, man, what you mean? And I was like, man, hey, every time we come up with a topic, man, I ask God what to talk about. He gets us right, man. And I know he got something that he's going to share about that. But Chances Are is our special guest today. If you have not heard of him, that's cool. We about to introduce you. And if you have, cool, man. You're going to get to know a little bit more about the brother, man. He just came out with a banging E. Actually, it's a full-length project, man. So he got a banging LP. You can go ahead and download that. He's going to tell you where. But Chances Are, you're going to have to check this cat out, man. He's a real dude. Real nice dude, man. And I got a lot of new music coming in, but the music gotta be quality, man. So I'm gonna bang some of the quality tracks that I got, because if it ain't banging, we don't bang it. That's my slogan. You know what I'm saying? If it's not banging, I will not bang it on the Yacht of the King radio show. So everybody, if you sent your music in, I might not have heard it yet, but don't trip, man. I'm gonna get you on. Let's go to this new song I got, man. K9. The new song is called Sky High featuring Brinson, man. And it's a brand new track. K9 was like, man, since I've been beating you so much in Madden, I need you to play this. So I was like, I got you, man. But let's get it in. And I'm glad the NFL's back. But let's go, man. Sky High.
With the pencil, I'm mopping them. I'm a grown man, I ain't playing team games. Your flow is baby boy, this is Ben Reigns. I spoke the word of God and seen things change. I'm with the big three, I read King James. I confuse them by the way that I abuse them, homie. I am never losing, I won't use that Charlie Sheen fame. He came to bring sinners into repentance. I came to spit flames with every sentence. Make sure I represent him. The quotes look so dope in my notebook. They charge me for possession with intent. I'm intense, and I don't really care how you might feel. Me, you don't write ill. Your music's NyQuil. Rolling with God, so I'm moving while they park. I won't leave them in the dark like they forgot to pay their light bill.
Now everybody get your hands up in the sky. Now everybody get your hands up.
In his hand in hand, and the enemy defeat from Iowa to Iran. And I ran into a lot of people who just don't understand it, cause they don't know me. This flow is Ginobili, left handed. You standing with your crew, but they so shook. It's the lone wolf that can rap the phone book. They get confused cause I don't do a lot of music. Homie, I ain't out here spewing fast food. This is home cooked. If you don't know the Lord, then you getting doomed. So you better make a change. my Lord and Savior. When they rolled the rock away on the third day, he wasn't in the tomb. It's some non-believers in the streets and in the pews. Thomas doubted till he put his fingers in the womb. And Jeremiah said he knew when I was in the womb. He's at the front desk of your heart, you better give him room.
Now everybody get your hands up in the sky.
Say your prayers and eat your vegetables. Your freshest flows, I would have thrown in a receptacle. And yes, I know that they've been gassing you like Texaco. Rapping like that, you only hurt yourself like Plexico. Now they go to the right, but to the left I go. Beef fiend is just underneath me like Mexico. I plan to make heaven my home, but for now, the earth I roam, homie, I'm extraterrestrial. We got the devil scared, man, I know the sense. It's the Doberman that Jehovah sent. God's watchdog, I sat back and watched y'all. I walk upright, I write southpaw. I live to spread the gospel, so I'm like Paul. Meet me in the womb like my grandmama's white saw. When Jesus comes, I don't wanna have to run. I just wanna hear him say, well done, so I write raw.
Now everybody get your hands up in the sky.
Like a nightmare, I'll break down.
Went slow when you was gone. Somebody please turn the light back on. So I can see your love is the only thing direct me. Without you, world don't look the same. Like game bangers with no set to claim. Wondering without no aim. Is it myself that I must blame? No more fortune, no more fame. The glory left when you left the game. Can't take the pain. Memories are calling your name. Without you, everybody changes. Without you, my heart to change. Short breaths I'm taking. So the hands are shaking. Answers from you devastating. I guess I'm breaking. Short breaths I'm taking. So the hands are shaking. Answers from you devastating. I guess I'm breaking. Every second my heart breaks, I'd do anything just to get you back. In my world, things are looking black.
Looking bleak, blue tank on E.
Can't you see without you, nothing sticks, cause you're my glue. You're my true like a parachute. Now life's a lie, no more reason to touch the sky. Ain't no more good than say goodbye. Feel for tears, just fill my eyes. Running down my face, without you touch, I'm in outer space. No hand to hold, I'm out of place. Break your fast, I'm out of grace. Turbo and ozone, I'm breaking like fresh glass homes. I'm breaking like scrambled cell phones. In the dark, falling apart. No signal, I'm in a drop zone. Crumble and my world is so gone. Crackling cause love has so flown. Don't drift away, I can't take the pain. A million pills can't take it away. Then I woke up and it went away. And you
still here. You, you still with me. I'm filled with thee. Your spirit never left me, and it never will. It's signed and sealed. Delivered I should, because I thought that dream was real. Short breaths was taken, so the hands was shaking. And hands from me devastating. I would have been breaking.
What's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up,
We Burning Up,
You Are,
and
Murdering, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer. Keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dipp.
Don't she fly?
Online at VelvetMusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuce.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Cambino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chaser, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ's
life totally cool. Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving The Fight of Faith. This album will fuel you to go beyond those who have given up in this fight. Prepare for The Fight of Faith.
Hey, this is Watchmen, Dying Star Entertainment in the building. Right now you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, the best for all your Christian hip-hop needs. You heard? Keep it locked.
Yeah! That's the homie Brinson. This song is called I'm Breaking. It's like the remix. He's coming out with remixes, man. So watch out for the homie Brinson. That's my dude, man, too. If I'm on Gmail or whatever, he gonna hit me and be like, man, you still spinning my music? Did you get my new joint, man? So shout out to Brinson, man. Everybody that got a label, you need somebody like Brinson that's hitting you up, making sure they spinning your music, man. So check it out, man. I got Chances Are with me on the podcast.
Yo, yo.
You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, brother?
How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm gonna ask this, man. What's your family situation like, man? You married? Any kids? What's good?
No. Actually, I'm not married, unfortunately. Actually, on a come closer joint. I've got divorce on the resume, and there's a song that, you know, kind of speaks to that.
Right.
Not married. I'm actually in a wonderful courtship with a young lady right now for probably like the last 2 years. So I'm removed from the divorce. You know, the Lord has shown me some things. And like I said, now I'm in a courtship and learning and living and loving and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So. All
right, man. So look, man, I'm gonna have you go ahead and just share your testimony with the people, man, because I know that God has done something in your life that He wants somebody else to hear.
Came up in the church. as a young buck, you know, it was the church that I used to fellowship at was actually the church of my grandmother and also my mother. So, you know, just kind of just naturally, that was the church that I attended. Left church, and never really got into the street stuff, like all crazy. Never did, you know, drug dealing, you know, wasn't caught up in no real drama. One thing that I can say is that actually the divorce situation did kind of shape the rest of my life and the relationship that I had with the Lord. I think during that time it was a moment for my relationship to get, well, it got a lot more real after that.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just some things that I was struggling with that the Lord just really had to deal with me about. So I would definitely, that was like the moment, you know, where I just started to really understand my responsibility in this relationship, I mean, that I have with the Lord. So.
Man, that's what's up, man. So we see you got a testimony, man, just about, you know what I'm saying, some of the things that you went through. But talk to us about what God is doing in your life even today, man. Some of the little things that, you know, some people will be like, man, okay, that was powerful, because I might be dealing with the same thing. You know, what some of the things that God's doing with you right now?
Yeah. Right now, I'm just really, really learning to appreciate God's word. You know what I mean? The fact that obviously we have that. You know what I mean? We don't have a God of just complete mystery. We have that and kind of giving, now transitioning from, you know, reading God's word to now giving it a position of governance, you know, everything that I do. You know what I mean? So I'm just really, really starting to appreciate, you know, when the word talks about all the different prophecies that were fulfilled, so that now when we go through something, you know, we can look back to that word and know that word is strong. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now. It's just a new appreciation, or a fresher appreciation of the word of God right now. You know what I mean? It's really, really, really putting me in a different position in my life. You know what I mean?
No, that's good stuff, man. And I think a lot of people kind of go through some things and they need that. Man, God is still refreshing me. You know, like a lot of people will get saved and then be like, oh, that was my testimony. But I always, on every show, I say, man, your testimony is still growing, man. You know, what has God done in your life as of yesterday? Because it's still going, man. And hey, I just want to encourage everybody out there, remember that God loves you, man, no matter what you're going through. And that's really what's up, man. Chances are we're going to go to one of your tracks, bro.
Okay.
We
like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the song called Rescued by Death, man. Now when you sent me the project, I think this was I think this is one of the first songs that you sent me. So I checked it out, man. I was like, okay, man. And plus, since you rocking with Eshawn, I'm real good with you. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that's my brother right there, man. That relationship go back like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I see the Society Park on his stuff. We're going to talk about Society Park in a little bit.
Yeah.
But tell us about this song, man, Rescued by Death. Somebody will be like, man, how were you rescued by death? Let us know.
Yeah. I think always like, you know, just titles. I think that, you know, one of the things that always grab me, like if I'm going to go get a book or something, you know, when I see a title, it's like, what in the world? It kind of makes you want to, you know, grab that book. Like, I remember one of the titles that rocked me was Like Water for Chocolate. And I remember I was just looking at that title like, what in the world? I got to get this book. So the terminology "rescued by death," I think it sounds kind of weird, but I know that obviously all the believers, you know, would know what I'm talking about. But when you see that rescued by death, not rescued from death, but rescued by death, you know what I mean? And obviously in the song, I'm just talking about just, you know, our Savior, you know what I mean, our hero, you know what I mean, and how he came in and saved the day, how he came and saved our lives. You know what I mean? And he did it with his death. You know what I mean? His death, his burial, and his resurrection. You know what I mean? So said, the title kind of obviously stems from that. You know what I mean? Just rescued by his death. So,
all right, man. So we're going to say that one more time.
I said, I just thought it was, you know, interesting way of wording it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so let's hop into that joint right now. Yada the King, man. Don't go nowhere. Tell somebody it's going down on Yada the King. Rescued by death, chances are. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that EGL means that he's gone out. And that's what the whole thing in the garden was about. The Adams family thought they knew better than God did. I'ma make this plain. Imagine a plane with no pilot in the cockpit. Look out below. But back to Adam and Eve though. See, everything was always good. Like a Mark Price free throw. Switch. Then a switch in the mind of men. And that would forever change our environment. See, my mental was detrimental. And I'm talking in first person cause I had that same out of nature too. God created us in his image. We took that baton and ran with it. Came up with our own doctrines and religion. Try to take Christ out, put something else in it, but nothing won't fit though. You know,
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
God, look at how they're twisting your world up. Try to get us to not see it as murder. It was a mask called pro-choice, Maddie 1914. That's your voice.
Chance of confusion, all of these different fakes.
Christ died and he rose. What's to debate? I'm on the side of a living and true God. I don't respond to their hoaxes and hoopla. Jesus is the cornerstone, there are no clones. Archaeologists are still trying to find his bones. Silly man, there are no bones to find. Ego tricks for a feeble mind. Me, I'm feeling fine, I'm just letting that word work. I can see so much clearer, the smoke is gone. I done kick cracks in all of their mirrors. You can't boo-boo to fool me, you know.
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Gone.
My ego left it is.
Gone.
My pride left it is.
Gone.
My doubts don't left they are.
Gone.
My fears don't left they are.
Gone.
I remember when I was yet a sinner.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there. Didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Jesus is the message that we bring.
Yeah.
To my heart and get a Bible in the other one.
We going out of
Christ first and the last. Shut it down, put the gospel on blast. On a mission, we gotta stay prayed up. Two or three in the mix, yeah, we double up. Matt 28, I'm quick to listen. Make disciples, it's all about Great Commission. Holy Spirit is the one that draw him close. I'm just a vessel, no self-boast. Nope. On the grizzly, yeah, the J-O. All day juiced up, OJ Mayo. Sandwich rhymes with the bread of life. I ain't talking about the dough, new appetite. Kingdom architect, built from the scriptures. Artistry is when Christ paints in your picture. Writing on the wall so you see the sound. New era in the zone, yo, we shut it down.
We gon' shut it down when you see it.
Shut it down. That's Erica Diamonds, man. She's doing a lot, man. If you ain't heard of her, I don't know what's going on with you. But that was featuring Brinson, Applejacks, and Cass. The song is called Shut It Down. And anything that's unlike God, we shut it down, man. And I got the homie Chances Are, and he'll back that up as well. Man, Chances Are, man, look, this is what I want to ask you, man. First of all, how did you get started MCing, man? You know what I'm saying? What made you say, hey, I want to become a hip-hop artist? And then how did you come to Christ with that?
Well, back in the day, like we were just talking about the sports, and, you know, I told you that I didn't turn out too well with the sports. So, you know, like, unfortunately, it's like the next thing. Like,
can
it's like,
okay,
I can't play sports well, so I'm going to try to rhyme. So, just in high school, you know, writing rhymes in my notebook and kind of shy to say them, finally, you know, decided to say them to people. People were receiving them well, you know, did a couple of battles, and, you know, people were just like, oh, wow, this dude can really rhyme or whatever. So started out initially like that, and then just, you know, obviously getting connected with just different people, started to do it, take it more seriously as far as, like, you know, not just battle rhyming, but now going in and creating songs. And, you know, just released music. At first, when I came to Christ, I actually put the music down. I think that I personally didn't see a way to glorify God with what it was that I was doing. And obviously, just the way that I had set it up before, or the type of music that I was making, you know, I definitely didn't think that God could get glory out of that. So I just put it down, you know, I just, you know, just started to do something else. I can't remember what took up my attention, but I was just like, you know what? I'm not really going around no more. The brother, Ishan, back in the day, we actually used to work across the hall from each other. He used to work at a record town. And I would go in there and still cop music and then still purchase music. And, you know, him and I just got real cool. We would talk about music. We would talk about whatever released. And, you know, he was telling me he was still into music. I had just told him, like, yeah, nah. You know, I used to rhyme. I don't really rhyme no more. And he was like, oh, let me hear something.
Yeah.
I think I told him, like, the last rhyme that I said. And, you know, just kind of one thing led to another. Got back into music and, you know, just my relationship with the Lord started to change. So now, you know, that was one thing that kind of happened with our relationship. It's just both of us started to really start to pursue the things of the Lord, you know what I mean? And, you know, the music just started to transform, you know what I mean? We formed a group, Society Park, and then been doing it ever since, man, doing it ever since for the Lord.
Okay, so you and Ishan actually, and you're going to have to tell Ishan we need to get him on the show, you guys was actually a group together, because I remember him saying a lot about Society Park. So you guys used to be in a group together?
Yeah. It's three members. It was three members in Society Park. It was myself, it was Ishan, and it's a brother who I am. I'm still a part of a group. I'm still a part of Society Park. The Come Closer free download release is just something that, you know, that I just felt compelled and that the Lord put on my spirit. But Society Park actually has a new release right now called The New Hope. The New Hope is the name of the Society Park release right now. And that's just myself and my brother who I am. And so the group is still in existence.
Right.
It's just one less member, and that member was Ishan.
Okay, so man, look, let me ask you this, man. What if somebody haven't heard your music before, or if they just hopped in the interview just right now, what is something that, if chances are only had maybe one or two things he could say through his music, what are they gonna hear from you?
Yeah. I think what they're gonna get from the music is just genuine. You know what I mean? I think everything that you hear is genuine. It comes from a real place. I was never one to tell stories. I know sometimes, you know, MCs will fabricate a story, maybe to even it can be in the interest of something good. It might just be them just being a good storyteller. But all of my music, I always try to generate from a genuine place. I think the other thing is relevant.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I really, really appreciate about cross movements, like their tagline, which is the scripture, I think it's back there in Chronicles that they pulled it from, where they were talking about knowing the time and creating music. You know what I mean? So I think that's something that people will always get from my music. I think it's very, very relevant. There's songs on there that I'm talking about, obviously, what's going on right now, you know what I mean, and how, you know, to correct maybe a misunderstanding that we might have, you know what I mean, obviously look at life through just a biblical worldview, you know what I mean, and just look at it through the lens of scripture, you know what I mean, just relevant and passionate,
yeah.
You know, I try not to hide my emotions on music. You know what I mean? I try to just be real, kind of give it the way that I received it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about this project that you just came out with. I believe it's called Closer, correct?
Come Closer, yep.
Come Closer. So with this project, first of all, you gave it out for free, man. And Cash should be paying their hard-earned money for this joint. But tell us why you put this joint out. You know what I'm saying? What's good?
Well, to come closer, like I said, it was just something that the Lord laid on my heart to do. From the very, very beginning, it was given to me. So I felt no power, or I didn't feel like I could charge somebody for it. You know what I mean? Just because of the way it was given to me. I think that personally, one of the convictions that I was dealing with at that time, you know, was just always, always trying to make music for a certain, okay, you know, I'm making this music to be sold. Okay. You know, that's cool. I personally never had a opportunity to kind of just give something away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like just before you get elevated, you have to spend time just playing, like doing your service. You know what I mean? And I feel like I never served with the gift of, you know, of lyricism or, you know, rapping. I feel like I never served with it. So I just wanted to give it out. You know what I mean? I just felt from the beginning of the project that's the way God gave it to me. So I felt it was just my responsibility to be a good steward with it. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, man. Let's go. We're going to go to this next track from you called Where Were You. What's this song about, man? I mean, like, you got some of those titles that, man, that's gonna make people want to listen. So what's up? Where were you at?
Well, Where Were You is a song where I'm talking about a divorce. Divorce is actually, unfortunately, one of the things that's on my resume. I think that one of the important things that I wanted to do with that song was, number one, not condone divorce. I definitely share and fully understand that God is very covenant-oriented, you know what I mean, family. And I share, obviously, like I said, I share in that as well, too, in that understanding. But unfortunately, you know, just some of the things that I did in my past, you know, had led me to that. So it's on my resume. I just felt like nobody ever really talked about divorce because, you know, it's something that's so frowned upon on by the church. You know what I mean? So maybe people were just kind of like, all right, I'm not touching that thing with a 9-inch or a 9-foot pole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not coming anywhere close to that. You know what I mean? So I feel like just the way that, like I said, the Lord had given it to me. I still address a lot of things. I address it with the divorce as like the setting. You know what I mean? Like the setting of divorce, but it's actually what I'm talking about on there is just talking about the responsibility of church. You know what I mean? Like for fellowship. On the song, I'm more so just pouring out about, you know, how I felt abandoned by my church family, you know what I mean? And it just happens to be over the setting of a divorce. Because if you really listen to it, I mean, I'm talking about the divorce, but I'm more so, the song is more so directed to the church, you know what I mean? And I'm just talking about what used to be my church home, but, you know, obviously we can take that, you know, and look at the church as in general, not just where we locally fellowship.
That's what's up, man. So let's hop into this. Chances are, Where Were You, man? And I want y'all to listen to this with an open mind. It's Yada the King Ready. Let's go.
We are about to get very, very close and very, very personal on this song. So tune in. Pay close attention. Yeah. And see, I ain't trying to diss nobody, but somebody in the body is gonna be offended probably. Take this song all wrong. Let me give you some background for where this song stems from. Some years back I came with a wife attached. Took vows with a sis I'd seen for a while. You know, to one of us was 6 feet under. I promised you 1 Corinthians 13 though. My Christian life's highlight quickly turned into a low though. 7 months in, she ain't wanna be married no more. I cried, lost weight, and cried some more. Sad, singing Ella Fitzgerald tunes. My congregation ignoring the elephant that was in the room. Gloom, black clouds when I stepped out of my house, like it was always raining. Praying, when will this pain end?
Yeah.
By no means or stretch of the imagination am I trying to condone divorce. Please,
Please do not take that away from this song. What I am trying to do though is I am giving a voice to that person who is divorced and the congregation knows the situation, but maybe avoided the situation, maybe not sure how to minister to that person. But to leave them to their own devices is not the answer. Please minister to them. Please minister. Glory to God, the boy ain't bitter after being abandoned by my brothers and sisters. It's a different pain being hurt by church folks when you thought they'd be the ones to console you the most. You hit the ignore button on your cell phone.
Leave a message at the tone, I'll get back with you later on.
That was a voicemail, I ain't bothered to leave. I called on the wrong person, obviously. Folded my hands and then dropped to a knee. I should have called on the father right from Jump Street. Man disappoints, God never did. Man's words are fallible, God's always true to his. Deuteronomy 31:6, Hebrews 13:5. You need more checks, Zeke 26:4. 2 Thessalonians, the whole chapter 3. Then it was just us two, one. Please be encouraged by this song. I think that sometimes we feel maybe away from God or forsaken by God. That's the word, forsaken by God. But if God was going to leave us, he would have left us while we were dead in our sins. So please take encouragement from this song and know that the Lord will never leave you. Even when people might fail you, the Lord will never fail you. Put your trust in him, his son, Jesus, the Christ.
Give me comprehension of your true intentions, not hurting my witness or being religious. Help me understand that change starts with me, and I can't change the world until I change me. Got rebirth from this earth, yeah, your breath I'm passed over, but still wanna give my all to Jehovah. Before the end comes and it all goes down, when you look on me I wanna make you proud. But it's hard sometimes, Lord help me out. Remove all my fears and kill all my doubts, and when in doubt I'ma call on you, cause you give me strength just to make it through. By the power of the Holy Spirit, lift me out this mire, take me off the ground. I wanna go high
like a bird, having faith in its wings. This the same way I want to believe that you got me, you really want me to be yours. I want to go high, your love no one can take away. You conquered death, hell and the grave, and you chose me, so undeserving of your grace. I want to go high
like a mountain going through the clouds. This how high I want to be, like a shuttle going space.
I'll go a million miles till I complete this race.
Cause nothing's gonna stop me from wanting to be close to you. You're my king, I trust you, guide me. Cause I know your voice, you know my heartbeat. Cause though we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everything to our own way. But the Lord sent his son and washed my
louder.
so undeserving of your grace.
I want to go high, like a bird having faith in its wings. The same way I want to believe that you got me, you really want me to be yours.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to HunterHeartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com. Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Hey yo, hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more.
At TheSouth.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yes, sir. That's Erica Danae. Featuring Terrence Golden, man, on Yada the King Radio. Fresh song, man. I'm joined by the homie, Chances Are, man. And we just tweeted out he wants to really get it down with Ambassador. And they in the same area, man. They both live in Philly, and they ain't met each other. So I just tweeted it out. Hopefully we can see what's good, man. We might see Society Park with Ambassador, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see what's good, man. But we're going to talk today's topic, man. Today's topic is God's timing, man. First of all, when you hear God's timing, I was talking to you earlier, you know, a lot of people think about the negative part of God's timing.
Yeah.
And go ahead and share the negative, but also share the positive of what happens when things are done in God's timing.
I think when you, obviously when you don't operate in God's timing, you can kind of wind up with a lot of scars, a lot of regrets, and just stuff that was unnecessary. You know what I mean? Like we were talking about on the way where you saw, I definitely now, just being a little bit more mature in the faith and looking at that situation in hindsight, I think what was happening with me around that time was I had spent a lot of time with that sister, so I felt like, oh, well, this is what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? I was getting to an age where a lot of my peers were getting married. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is, you know, we've been together and this is what you do. You know, when you spend a lot of time with a woman, and you know, at this point you have to get married and you have to do this, da, 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 da. Not really checking with God or making or running to God and taking it before God. Like, yo, is this person right for me? You know what I mean? Is this what you would have me to do. Can you get glory out of this? I just kind of just went ahead, just, you know, full steam ahead. And, you know, we know the scripture says that all things work to good for those who love the Lord and are called towards purpose. But yeah. I think you can definitely preserve yourself some hurts, some pains, some different things that you might not necessarily have had to have gone through, just by operating accordingly in God's time.
No, that's what's up, man. So according to God's timing, man, it just makes everything flow the best that it actually can. What would you say for somebody that is really thinking about going into something and they're not sure? How did you know with some of the things in your life that it wasn't God's timing? What are some of the signs that show that this is not what God wants me to do right now?
I think that if you have hesitancy to even take it to the Lord, obviously that's a clue. I think that when there's a lot of resistance, in the sense that your spirit keeps egging you on, your spirit keeps letting you know, you keep being pricked in the spirit. You know what I mean? And one of the things too that, you know, I've just recently started to do is just trying and have a team around me of, you know, obviously believers and just, you know, people who I trust in that way. You know what I mean? Having like counsel around me. You know what I mean? Not just simply being by myself and just, you know, trying to walk out and just be my own man and try to figure it out. I figured one of the things the Lord is showing me it's just how important it is to have a team with you as well, too. And then, obviously, consulting and receiving counseling from them.
Man, now that's what's up, man. And if you thinking about something, I would say this, man. Sometimes if you're forcing things, that's not God, you know. And I would even say this, man. A lot of times with whatever you're going through, God will give you a sign that you might feel like really awkward before you go do something. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, I don't know, man. Maybe I shouldn't do this. You know, maybe. And, you know, some of us would be like, ah, that ain't God. That's just my fear. You know, but sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to you in those things, man. Anything you want to say, anything else about God's timing that, as we're talking about this, that you want to just share with the people out there?
I guess it's you know, kind of the same thing that all of us believers are just kind of professing, which is just continue to seek the Lord's face, you know what I mean, like honestly, you know, earnestly, you know what I mean, fervently, just having a passion, you know, and really, really, really seeking His face on situations and not being scared of the answer that you're going to get, you know what I mean? If the Lord says no, then it's the reason why He's saying no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that a lot, we want to elevate, you know, those things that the Lord says yes to, because it is, you know, it's big things, you know what I mean? But I think this is important. Out of all the things that the Lord told me no on, you know what I mean? No, you can't have that, Terrence. No, Terrence, you can't have that, you know what I mean? And just being grateful. You know what I mean? Being grateful for when the Lord told me, no, you can't have that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not true. You know what I mean? So.
And for all those people that always think that if God says no right now, or if God says wait, mm-hmm. it's not a bad thing, what would you say about that?
I'm sorry, what was it you said?
I said, if everybody's like, yo, man, if God told me to wait, or if I don't have His approval for this right now, it's not always a bad mm-hmm. thing. He could be saving you from a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I wish I would have listened to God when He said no all the time back in the day. Like I said, you could definitely save yourself a lot of regret, a lot of just scars. You know what I mean? Like just things that I'm working on getting over now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things that as I mature in my faith, just, you know, might be stumbling blocks for me. You know what I mean? Certain tendencies that I might have had or whatever. You know what I mean? If I would have listened to God, no, you know, I wouldn't have grown so attached to that sin or attached to whatever. You know what I mean? If I would have just listened to the Lord, I would have been in a completely different place. You know what I mean? And I might have been in a situation where, that's something that I might not have to been delivered from or had to work out. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's good stuff, man. And we're talking, you know, if anybody feels like in a rush right now, just take your time. Know that God, the word of God says that, you know what I'm saying, he knows the plan that he has for you, plans to not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. So God has got you. He got your interest the best for your interest. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to make sure he gets you into a place where when they say, okay, chances are, whoever else is out there, when it's time to step out, God wants it to be the perfect time. It's like, it's going to be green pasture. You know, some of us will try to get there, and then after that, we have to, like chances are, we're saying, you got to kind of backtrack to get to the place that where God actually wanted you, man. So don't jump out before it's time, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about that later. I'm actually going to give my spiel on the whole God's timing topic of the day on Yada the King, man. But look, man, we're going to go to this next song from you. We got a couple of them from you, man, from this free EP. So if y'all listening right now, chances are, tell them where they can go get it one more time.
www.worldwideweb.chances-r.bandcamp.com.
chances-r.bandcamp.com. It got 11 joints, huh?
Yeah. 11 songs I would love to share with you. I hope you receive encouragement from. I poured my heart into that. And just wanted to bless the body, you know, admonish, encourage, edify, the body, man. Just encourage us, man.
That's what's up, man. So we're going to go to this next song called Lost. Can you explain what the whole Lost theme is, man, about on this track?
Yeah. Well, what happens is it's a kind of a play on words. I mean, it's just one word. But the song's structure or the way that I wrote the song, obviously we were lost. You know what I mean? We were lost out in the world, before all of us came into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But we used to be lost, and now we're taking that same word and we're telling the enemy that he lost. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you lost already. And the song is more so like a confident kind of song. It's like telling the enemy, yo, you lost. You lost already. Jesus Christ already beat you. You know, the victory is already done with. You know what I mean? There's a line in there where I say, my big brother, I call like, you know, I like, you have back in the day, you used to have a bully. My pastor actually preached on it. He said he had a bully in the city, and the bully would always pick on him, but his cousin had came to town, and his cousin had beat up the bully. So now the bully didn't mess with my pastor anymore, because all my pastor did was remind him, yo, you remember, last time you picked on me? What, you remember what my cousin did to you when he was here? You know what I mean? So I just kind of took that concept. It was like, it was like so amazing to me. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to fight with the enemy. You know, Jesus Christ already beat it. You know what I mean? All we have to do is just profess. You know what I mean? And remind him of what Christ did on Calvary. You know what I mean?
What's up, man? So let's get into that joint, Lost by Chances Are on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go. Your enemies defeated, your past has been deleted. Christ already took you to Calvary and beat it. I was thinking about his victory one evening, and I started singing.
He lost, he lost. Let you walk in your talk, remind the enemy that he lost. He lost, he lost, he lost. I'm leaning on the Lord. Proverbs 3:5, my own understanding had me ruining my life. But then God hit the reroute, took deuces to the Senate, told some friends I had to be out.
I am beyond what they be on. Gotta cut it out, save like a coupon. Redeem, the blood of Christ did it. I am different, I can feel it. New mind under that fit it. I am feeling like a failure. Sinner's paraphernalia gone, strung out on that drug called shame. The pain got me tripping, and I'm thinking like a Christian. So I'm flipping it. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I hear you, Lord.
I copy 10-4. You coming in loud?
Yep, crystal clear. I had too much Christopher Wallace playing in my ears. Now the volume on your voice is turned up, 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 up. The enemies defeated. Your past has been deleted. Christ already took you to Calvary and beat it. I was thinking about his victory one evening, and I started singing.
He loves
one,
he loves
this one.
Let you walk and you talk, remind the enemy that he loves
one,
he loves
this one.
He loves, he loves.
The devil got a scary when I scream that name. One name under heaven that man gotta be saved by. Screaming goodbye to the old me and hi to the capital G-O-D. Christ opened the lane, so let's celebrate and live the type of life that the devil hates. Yeah, I know, dude, the feeling's mutual. You hate me and I hate you too. But I got a big brother who already beat the bully up, proving you do not possess a thing that can harm us. I'm draped down in that armor, helmet on check, breastplate on my chest, and that gospel on my feet to make sure I'm in step, and that shield of faith to protect me from the fiery darts, the word of God's that sword that'll chop the devil's head off. The enemy's defeated, your past has been deleted, Christ already took you to Calvary and beat it. I was thinking about his victory one evening, and I started singing.
He loves
one,
he loves
this one.
Let you walk and you talk, remind the enemy that he loves
one,
he loves
this one.
He loves, he loves, he loves
one,
he loves
this one.
Let you walk and you talk, remind the enemy that he loves
one,
he loves
this one.
He loves, he loves.
Okay, million, right. I do this. Feeling like you made a penthouse to the top. Ready and willing, taking pictures and autographs. You'll be happy where you are. And you swear you've made it. You so taken, it's so great. And you can't figure out how you made it. It's no mistaking, God got you good. Now take a second, take it in just like I knew you would. Feeling like you're sitting on top of the world, top of the world. Who you were while traveling? You so first class, how you like your mansion? It's all paid for, call it Jesus sampling. And you know you bad. Young swagger got that heaven protocol. Feeling good, getting spoiled by Jesus. Got you feeling like a superstar. Fancy cars like shopping sprees. Get to feeling like you brand new diamond tree. He's the king and you're the one. His favorite daughter, favorite son. His son. So anytime you need his help, he got you covered like a banner spread. If you find your spread a little thin, he can make it rain just like your shower head. Why? Cause you'll be
feeling like a superstar.
Personal chef, we don't need no diner. How you got me cheesing like a dude from China? Cause really I believe he don't get no finer. And the coupe is minor, cause you so major. I gotta give it up to the God that made you. Cause we got favor, and we got paper. Tag team Batman, and you can be my caper. Why we so blessed? It's so sought after, got me thinking about life. Somebody call that pastor, cause I'm feeling like you gon' need paparazzi. Saying hi to the haters, they can't stop me. And it's like lightning, cause you so bright. And it really make me feel like every night's my night. Cause when I see his face, and he gives me grace, and I gotta be the one, cause that's my only place. And I'm so in place, and you by my side. And you must be kicked, cause in the night I ride like a brand new bike, cause I'm so worth all. He gotta love me, homie, cause I'm so spoiled. Call you up to speak just to hear your voice. And if you ask me for the keys, I go get that voice. Cause he put you in my life like I won the lotto. So I'm telling everybody from LA to Toronto that he will have
you'll
you
be feeling.
the diamonds and the pearls. And there is nobody greater, rising above your haters. A witness what you made of, 'cause you'll be feeling like a superstar.
That's right. Yo, no matter where you from, no matter where who you are, just like the homie Million and man, I just lost the lady's name, man. But I will remember the name. It's Superstar on Yada the King Radio, man. And yo, what we doing is this, man. We was talking football, man. There's a lot of superstars, man, about to go down. But we with a superstar right now, man, because he's repping for the king. That's the homie Chances Are, man. And Chances Are, somebody wants to get you. They want to get the project.
Yeah.
They want to see how they can book you, man. So how can they do that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm on Twitter. At The Chances Are, is the Twitter name. The Chances Are at Gmail. You can hit up societypark.com, which is my group's webpage. There's information there as well too. I'm available. You know, I'm here. So any of the don't have a Facebook yet. I do have to lock down a Facebook page. All I got is just my personal Facebook. So if you put Chances Are in like a search for it, it will just bring you to my personal Facebook page. And we just chop and build from there. Yeah, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. And you said you're a part of a group called Society Park, man. And I want to ask
Park.
What's coming up next for y'all, man? What's good?
Yeah, man, that's where that's getting a lot of my attention right now. That's the focus right now. Society Park, the name of the project is called The New Hope. I think that it's just kind of interesting what Obama did with his campaign as far as, like, you know, interjecting this idea of hope, which to me has always been like a spiritual concept. But I think what we're doing, or the title, you know, came kind of stemmed from that, giving people the new hope, which is really the same hope from 2,000 years ago, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? But the name of the album is called The New Hope. And what we're doing right now is we're in Philadelphia, focusing heavily, primarily on Philadelphia right now. We do have a single, which has a video. It's out right now. It's called Gave It All to You, which is a video from a song off of the New Hope Project. We're doing this thing that my brother and I are actually doing. They're called Pullover Tours. And what we do is, any random street corner in Philadelphia, anyone we see, you know, see led to by the Spirit, we basically unpack the car, which has in it a system. We set up speakers, and we do a performance right there. And then, you know, people are just kind of shocked just to obviously see it. It's a official, like, studio. We got Pro Tools and got our MacBooks out there, and just kind of just rock right there, just, you know, obviously giving God all the glory and making the name of Jesus Christ famous just anywhere, you know what I mean? So a little while ago, we had the Welcome to America tour came through here for the 4th of July, which is something really, really big that they do on the parkway. And we had the opportunity to minister through music right there on the parkway just for a bunch of people, man, and really, really lift up the name of Jesus Christ out there, man. And it was received well, you know. But that's major right now for me.
that. Society Park, the New Hope. I mean, obviously, Come Closer is still, you know, still blessing people. I still encourage people to get that. But the New Hope is big to me right now. It's very, very important to me right now. But yeah, societypark.com. Everything's there. You can preview. You can listen to music there. But yeah, man, that's where I'm at, man.
That's what's up, man. And any last words you want to leave us with, man? And first of all, we want to say thank you for coming and chopping it up with us, man. And we pray that your ministry continues to go forth, man, and that God continues to open these doors. But any last words you have for the people, man?
Yeah, man. Just like I said, man, continue to make that transition from, you know, obviously reading the Word of God to giving it the authority in your life.
Yeah.
You know, letting it be what is the deciding factor, how you let it govern your emotions, your actions, your reactions as well too. You know what I mean? The epistles, you know, as we know, what Paul wrote to all the different churches, be that word. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Now that's what's up, man. We want to say thanks for getting it in with us, man. And we're going to have to hear some more about y'all. And make sure High Society send us the music, man. I definitely feeling your stuff. So I know it ain't just going to be like, man, who is this cat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely will, man.
That's right, man. So check his website out, highsociety.com. Not High Society.
You got us
Society Park. Hey, everybody trying to be a part of society. As long as you ain't ministers, that's all good. But societypark.com, man. My bad, bro. I'm sorry about that.
We good.
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. And hey, I appreciate you getting it in with us, man. And you have a blessed night, bro.
Yeah, likewise, man.
All right, life. Yes, sir, man. That was an awesome interview. Got it in with the homie. Chances are, and man, chances are this, bro. Y'all gonna like his music, man. I really like it. I wanted y'all to check it out. New cat rapping for the king, man. And that's really what it's all about. I'm gonna go to this new song that I got right here. Actually, this ain't a new song, but I haven't played it that much. And I was like, man, you know, sometimes, like I say all the time, I get music and I play it when I first get it, and then I'll be like, man, I forgot I had this joint. But I'm going to go to the West Coast real quick, and then we're going to return back to the East Coast. But I'm going to go to this song right here from the homie The Gym called Higher, and we're going to lift this name up higher on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. High as the throne, Jehovah Shalom. We each teach one attack of the clones. The wake up, track slapping your dome. Let his word soak deep in your soul. Mic master, the master's teaching. Hands up, keep reaching the sky. Alive in the most high, past the day that we die. And now cast to this world like big B.O.I. Please be advised, that me not no toy like Richard Pryor. Don't try selling me lies, I'm fairly wise. Wolves in the skies, abusing you, ruling your lives. Watch this remnant ride for my side. Watch for high tide, the Lord is your God. Hands pierced, body was tore for your life. And mine, my mind is a barrel of a nine. Shoot with his light that blinds. Designed by the I am, so I gotta give him my hands up. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. This whole celestial sphere is God's handball. We stand tall at its core, understand y'all. Man's fall rooted in deception. Truth is the institute of the Lord. His sword is my weapon. Slice a snake stepping. Break bread with brethren. We elevate, meditate, word settles in. From out the belly of the beast, ride beats like I'm on top of a beast. Pounding down streets, Jesus none higher now. Don't that sound sweet? My soul leaks, letting God speak through his child. Unworthy though,
As the world goes round, Lauren told you on the guitar it all falls down. When walls crumble to ground, he's there for your saving face. Forever bathing, this grace amazing. Trailblazing, my bell paid in. I'ma praise his name, the Alpha Omega, the fire, the flame, yeah. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher. Second to none, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Praise God, tell him comatose. Spit fire, let it roast. I boast the King Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice, Lord of the afterlife. Came to take us to the highest heights, beside us at nights. I dare bite the hand that leads me, freeze me. No fees needed, all he says is believe me. So now we moving on up like Wheezy. Talk greasy, the thought of his wrath should leave knees weak. I pray you be more meek and slow to speak than repent. Call on Christ and let your sins get rinsed. Now you on the side of the fence where God dwells. Creator, he's all none greater. The most high heavens what awaits us. So stay prayed up and send all of his praise up. Amazed at what he gave for us. The reason I'm here. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher.
No matter your situation, we're about to praise him. He's so amazing. Today is the day, no wasting. We all gon' face him. You now rockin' with the gym.
Hey, hey, can I get to know you? It's Marte, and you are listening to Yeah the King Radio.
Jesus,
he is the ultimate person.
And I say, keep going.
trusting in Jesus, man. That song right there is the Sister Marte. Love her music, man. A real solid sister repping the name of Jesus, man. And yo, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk on the topic of the day. But before that, I do that, I want to say this, man. If you ever got a topic that you're like, hey, man, I would like somebody to talk about this, or you might be dealing with something in your life and you're like, man, I don't know how to get it off, you can always hit us at Yada the King, which is at YADAHDAKING on Twitter, or you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/Yada the King. We would love to talk about your topic. That's pretty much what we do, man. Today's topic, right before I got on the show, I was like, God, what do you want us to talk about, man? And he was just talking about God's timing. Now, I'm going to say this, man. A lot of us, we have talents. We have a lot of things that we want to do, man. But we just got to wait on God's timing. As I was saying earlier, this radio show and all the things that God has me doing today, I was even talking about it at 12 years old. But God had me wait until the correct time, man. And I think that as I waited, God has really opened up doors. And instead of me forcing things to happen, I see God just really open the doors. I mean, I'm an artist that haven't really asked, not for, man, I might have asked maybe 10 concerts in my whole life. And I got a concert like every week, you know, and I was talking to the homie Phil Filler. I was like, man, look at how God does that, man. I haven't had to ask for a concert. God just opens the doors. And when you're doing it in God's timing, he's not only already built you up, he's not already just showing you the way to go, but he's also gonna bless you in that way. You know what I'm saying? And let's look at somebody in the Bible, man. Let's look at Abraham, who had to leave his family, and God told him that he was gonna have a promise of kids and children, that his children would be the same number as the sand on the seashore and the same number as the stars in the skies. Now let's look at this whole story, man. We can see the difference from Abraham saying, hey, I'm gonna do it in my timing, and him versus him waiting for God's timing. You see him, he had Ishmael, and I'm gonna say this, Ishmael was blessed as well. But it wasn't the promised seed that God told him that he was going to have. He went and put things in his own hands to try to make things happen, because he felt it was a time where, man, I got to get this. I need to get this thing together. If I'm going to have the children with the same as the sand on the seashore, I need to start having kids, you know. And what we look at is, he went through that just like us, as we dealing with things and we're like, man, God, God gave me this gift. I need to make it work right now. Because a lot of us is like, yo, if it ain't working right now, then it might not be God. But we see God said, hold up, man, let's wait a little bit. Let's make sure what we are doing is in God's timing. Now, I'm gonna say this, man, Abraham learned a lot in between the time before he had his son Isaac, you know what I'm saying? And we see that during that time, he had to learn to trust God. I'm pretty sure Abraham, just like anybody else that has a promise from God, questioned God and been like, was saying like, God, really, when is this gonna happen? Because I look at all the things that I'm dealing with, I look at all the things that I'm going through, and it doesn't look like your promise is coming to fruition. It doesn't look like it's about to happen, guys. So let me make my own moves. And what we see is, when we make our own moves, or we try to change the rules and try to make things work for ourselves, we really end up damaging ourselves. We can look at, you know, even the long-term effect of Ishmael. A lot of people from the Nation of Islam or Muslims, they credit their heritage back to Ishmael. So what do we see? We see now it has caused a humongous beef. It has caused a humongous religion, because Abraham tried to go off and do it on his own timing. But what we do see is this, man, that God is a God that loves And when he sent Isaac, it was the perfect timing. And he learned some things. So I'll say this, man, as I'm wrapping it up, you're going to have to learn some things before you get to where God is saying, okay, let me push this person out. Let me do this. Let me do that. God wants to teach you so that you are ready and willing to become all that he wants you to be, man. And just take your time, man. Know that everything is in God's, everything that's in God's timing is going to work smoothly. If you're trying to push it out and everything ain't working, maybe God is trying to say, hey, man, let's really chill on that. Let's make sure, you know what I'm saying, everything is smooth, man. And that's really what it's all about. I am the warrior, Don Cristiano, and I just want to encourage y'all to wait on God, man. Nothing else could be better than waiting on God. Everything else could feel like it ain't working, but know that God has you and your best interest in mind. All right? I'm out of here. Let's go.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta
Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King.